And now, it's time for Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's talk hook up. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hook Up is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hook Up, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hook Up, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters here, right next to a very busy San Diego Landings here this morning in Point Loma. And we have a great guest for you today, the knot and fishing expert himself, Captain John Collins. We're going to be talking some fishing here today because it's happening. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on, without question, one of my most favorite shows, one of my most favorite people. Today's going to be a great day, man.
Yeah, Captain John Collins. Good morning.
Hi, John.
Morning, Pete.
Hey, great to have you in the studio here. And wow, some pretty amazing fishing this year, right?
Oh. It's just incredible. It really is. The last few years have just been off the charts.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's really nice about it is how close the fish are. Gee, many Christmas.
Crazy, yeah, and the volume of fish. Later on in the show here, we're going to hear from our SAC spotter plane pilot, Tom Green, to just tell you how much fish there really is still here, right?
Boy, that's just incredible.
Yeah.
It really is.
And now we have filtering in yellowfin, some Dorado, yeah. Yellowtail starting to come back in the picture.
Yeah, yellowfin are nice size fish.
Yeah,
totally. They are. Yeah. Catching a few on the dolphin as well as mixed in with the bluefin and such like that.
Unbelievable.
I mean, who knows? Maybe it could have... Maybe albacore happened.
Who knows?
You got the whole slam, right?
Another one.
Well, they got one last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Week before last. Yeah. Nice fish. Wow. I heard there's fish like 130, 140 miles out to the west.
Yeah,
we'll see.
That hasn't been substantiated.
No,
that was kind of one of those rumors. You know?
Right.
But we'll see.
Oh,
you
yeah.
never know.
No, you never know.
Yeah, for sure. So, knots. Of course, everybody looks to you. They look to our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, and they see John Collins tying knots. Is there anything new you've been tying?
I just haven't come up with anything.
anything better. Else,
yeah.
I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
There's nothing more pleasurable than walking down the dock and having people come up to you and say, John, you're John Collins, right? And I said, yeah, thank you. He says, that knot is incredible. They
the
really,
RP knot,
really
John
like
Collins
that knot.
Yeah.
You betcha. They love it.
So there's talk about seven turns instead of five turns. Somebody called the knot something different. I mean, what's your thought on that?
I have tried five turns, four turns, three turns, eight turns, nine turns. Five is all you need. I have not seen any difference in the strength of the knot between five and seven turns. One bit.
And if you add another turn, you're just making the knot a little bigger, right?
That's correct. Yeah. The bottom line is to keep it small so it goes through the guides real easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Five turns, that's it.
The thing about the RP or John Collins knot is it's so easy to tie. And if you test it, it's pretty foolproof.
That's it.
It really is, yeah. And I haven't had anybody come up to me yet and say, John, that knot doesn't work. I'm sorry. And I'm glad of that.
Now, another YouTube knot that you put on our YouTube channel is a Springer knot. And I really like that Springer knot for tying like 60 pound, 80 pound.
I tie it on 100, 130.
Yeah.
No problems
really
at all.
Really low profile, you know.
And also another very easy knot to tie.
Yes.
That's the bottom line, keeping it easy.
Keeping it easy.
When you show somebody how to tie a knot that's involved, you lose them right away.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you show them a knot that's easy, they look at it and say, I can tie that.
Yeah.
And they tie it and it works great.
And it works, yeah. So another knot that you did for us was a Tony Pena knot.
That's correct.
And I was talking on the show last week or the week before about I kind of forced myself to watch that video several times and learn that knot. What's the advantage? What's the difference between tying the RP knot and the Tony Pena knot?
I just feel more comfortable tying that particular knot, the Tony Pena knot, when I'm tying 100 and 130 pounds.
Okay.
It seems to be a little bit lower profile. Mm-hmm. You've only got two wraps with the fluoro or mono, the two overhand knots and the stopper, do you call it,
right.
The one in front. And then you're tying the Spectra 10 times down, 10 times back, and that's the part that goes through the guides when you cast, and there's nothing to hang up on. It just slides right through the guides really easy.
Right, because there's no kind of tag end going forward. It's going backwards.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
And it's as strong as the RP?
Every bit as strong.
Yeah, it's every bit as strong.
I tie that exclusively on 100 and 130 pound, and I've never had a failure on that knot. And I've had many, many people that were doing wind-ons and so forth, and they started using that, and they said, I'm just going with this.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Cool.
All right. Yeah. 10 down, 10 up.
10 down, 10 up.
And it's on the power pole, on the Spectra.
That's correct.
So one thing that you caution people on that knot on the video is you've got to keep everything on the right side of the stopper knot.
That's correct.
And I tested the knot several times, and a couple times that it crept over.
It crept over,
and I didn't see it, and it failed.
Yeah.
And so that's really important, right? It's got to be on that side of the knot.
It's very important. What I do is when I tie the 10 down and tie 10 back, I slide the Spectra down the fluoro a little bit away from the knot and then start to pull it tight real slow.
Okay, that's
and then you can see it cinching up on the proper side of the actual two overhand knot.
So you slide it to the right.
Just to say, this may be tough to get a visual on while you're listening to the radio, but a fantastic video on the Let's Talk Hookup YouTube channel. Like if your mind is trying to visualize what do you mean by the right side, you watch that video, it'll all make very, very good sense.
It makes good sense. So a little extra tip is just slide that knot down before you pull it tight. Away from the stopper knot.
Right. Slide the Spectra down and then start pulling it slowly till it starts to grab and start to go. And you'll see it cinch up on the proper side of the two overhand knots.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So when John Collins is putting his gear together on the RP or the Independence, give us a rundown of what you're putting together for a trip right now to go chase bluefin, yellowfin, such like that.
Well, obviously, I have a 30-pound outfit, maybe a 40 or 50-pound outfit. A 60, an 80, 100. I mean, right now, guys call me up all the time on the phone. You know, they'll be calling the office, the Independence office there, and Judy say, hey, guys, got a tackle question. I said, okay, so what should I bring? I'm going on a 3-day trip. I said, 30 to 100.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Okay.
I said, you never know what you're going to get into.
Now, let's start at 30. What are your connections?
And, go ahead. Oh, I would say this. was perfect because there was a text that I really wanted to read yesterday, and we just ran short on time, you know, when I were text the show question, and it was regarding 30-pound outfits right now. Because like you said, there's been a lot of trips right now where you got to fish 30 pounds and test and a small hook to get a bite, but there are potential of big fish around, and his question was whether it was necessary to have a two-speed reel down to 30-pound test, which, you know, his opinion back in the day was like, oh, you never need, you know, you never need a two-speed on anything less than 40, but now with the potential of hooking an 80 or 100-pounder on 30-pound, so maybe just kind of throw that in there if two-speed would be necessary while you're talking about what your 30-pound outfit would consist of.
That's all I use.
Is two-speed.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Especially when you hook a big fish and you're on a single-speed reel, especially one that has a 5 or 6 to 1 gear ratio, you're going to get tired trying to turn that handle.
Yeah.
You really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
and most
a smaller reel, like a Talica 10 or Talica 12, something like that.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
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 So when you're connecting at 30-pound, what are your connections? What's your connection from the Power Pro to the fluorocarbon? Are you fishing mono, too?
Fluorocarbon. No?
Okay, you're fishing straight fluorocarbon.
That's what I use.
Okay,
yeah.
How long a piece, and what's your connections on both ends?
Okay, I like to use, and I know I'm going to get some people that don't agree with this, but I like to use a piece of fluorocarbon so that when my connection is there and I cast, I like my connection off the reel between the reel and the first guide from the reel.
Okay.
That's where I like my connection to be. So that's going to be about a 10 to 12-foot piece of fluorocarbon with a springer nut.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Springer knot to the hook.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
I like to use short fluorocarbon. I like that bait when it hits. When I cast a bait out, I want that bait to be able to swim quickly without having a lot of fluorocarbon or a lot of mono on behind it. Especially if you got a little bit smaller bait, when it's swimming away from the boat and there's only Spectre in the water, it's going to swim a lot quicker, a lot better, having only to drag the Spectre versus, you know, especially long soaks where you got a lot of fluorocarbon, a lot of mono in the water. It starts dragging that bait down there, and unless you're getting bit real quick, if you've got to do a long soak, I just think a short chop shot is the only way to go.
Okay. If you're tying the RP knot, obviously, from the
Correct.
Power Pro to fluorocarbon, how tight are you trimming that tag end of the fluorocarbon so it goes through the guys easier?
Yeah, well, when you do that knot and you snap it, so to speak, to lock it down,
right.
you can cinch that down pretty close to the actual knot itself.
Okay.
Maybe leave a 16th of an inch, maybe.
Okay.
That's all you got to have.
All right.
And think about think about the direction that you're cutting it to. You know, you don't need to just cut it with a pair of dikes that kind of smash it. If you get a nice little pair of shears and you do a nice little, you know, downward diagonal when you cut that thing, there's nothing that's going to touch those guides when it's going
Very
through.
Good point. So instead
exactly
of just
right.
a straight cut, doing a diagonal,
yeah, just
kind
just
of a corner cut.
Think about, exactly. Great,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
A lot of times when
good
you
idea.
Tie that, your fluorocarbon is 90 degrees from the actual knot itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to use my thumb and push it down so it's more parallel to the actual connection itself. So when you cut it, it doesn't stand at 90 degrees where it could possibly, when you get up to the tip or the close to the tip there, on the guides are a lot smaller there, it could possibly nick those.
Hang up.
But if you push it down and push it down to parallel the actual knot itself and then clip it at an angle, it'll go right through the guides with no problem.
Yeah. So back to the Tony Pena knot. What's the other name for the Tony Pena knot?
Bob's Hands or
Bob's
Tony
Pena.
Right.
So do you tie that on smaller pound tests, 40, 30, 50, or do you don't even bother?
No, not really.
No, yeah.
No.
It can be tied that
sure.
way.
Sure. Oh, you can use it on any pound test.
Any pound
line.
Test.
Yeah.
But you don't even use that until you're at 100, 130.
I use it primarily on 100, 130. Every now and then I might tie it on 80, but for the most part, 100 and 130.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, how'd you become so good at understanding knots?
I just watch people. I really do. I watch people. I learned a lot of working on the boats for as many years as I worked on the boats there between the RP and the American Angler. It's amazing. A lot of these low-key guys come on the boat. They don't say much, but you watch what they're doing, and they're pretty damn sharp. They really
yeah.
are. I mean, you can learn a lot. You may think you know a lot. And then you start watching some of these guys that are constantly getting bit, constantly getting hooked up there. You pay attention to what they're doing.
Yeah, I know exactly people. I picture people in my mind
yeah,
right now. people that I've fished with on various boats, and those are the guys.
You just pick up a little hint from this guy, a little hint from that guy, and you start putting all that stuff together. It makes you look like you really got everything in one bag, right?
Right.
But it's a combination of a lot of different people that help you become, you know, pretty much as good as you think you are.
Yeah. Silent but deadly, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And we know what's cool about a lot of those guys that are really good at it is they're very willing to share, too.
Oh,
yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah.
And they're the nicest guys you'll ever want to meet.
Yeah, so don't really be afraid to go up to that guy and say, hey, you're getting bit, man. Can they help me out? I'm not getting bit like you. So
if you watch them and can't figure it out, go up to them when it's slowed down a little bit and ask them, say, hey, what are you doing different than I'm not doing? You know?
Yeah.
And most of the time, the guys aren't going to come out and try to tell you how to fish, but if you ask them, they'll be more than happy to share what they know.
Yeah. You have any tips for somebody going on their very first long-range trip, somebody on the Indy, somebody on the Royal Players, or whatever boat it might be, Shogun, Searcher, Red Rooster. I mean, there's so many great boats to fish on. Any tips for the first-time person who's like, God, I don't know what to expect?
I would ask questions of the crew members.
Okay.
Most of the crew members on these long-range boats have really got it all together.
Yeah.
They are good. Yeah. And most of them are very, very happy to share whatever information they can to help you out.
Yeah.
If you need help casting a bait out, unless it's absolutely wide open, you'll get any crew member to help you get a bait out. They'll show you how to hook your bait, several different ways to hook a bait. Some ways work better than others. Just pay real close attention to the crew members on the boat there and take any advice that they're willing to give you.
Don't be afraid to ask.
Exactly.
Right?
That's
the bottom line. You were a crew member, you've retired, and now you're just fishing, right?
That's correct.
For many, many years, captain of the boats, such like that, ran how many hundreds of trips?
I don't know.
A lot, yeah.
Quadruple digits.
Yeah. And that's kind of what the takeaway is just ask them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Or if the crew member, a lot of times a good crew member, if he sees a guy having a problem, he'll go up to the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he'll say, hey, look, let me show you something here. It might work better for you.
Okay.
Pay attention to what they tell you.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, good advice. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We haven't even ventured into John's secret passion of big, largemouth bass.
I hope we get into that today.
Yeah,
like
if we can.
Pisses me off. You know, let's just be real about it. The guy just got those things figured out, and I love talking about it.
Hundreds over 10 pounds, and how many over 10?
Yeah, I'm not even happy for him anymore.
I guarantee you, this year it's going to be history. It's going to be talking about last year and all the years before. This year, a very slow year for me this year. I didn't get out anywhere near as much as I wanted to get out. I was involved in the saltwater aspect when the bite was really going off. But we can talk history. I have no problem at all talking about history.
That works for me.
Ricky, he probably only caught a dozen over 10 this year, right?
Yeah. Well, as you get here, we've just got such a great show. So much fun having John in here. And there's so many questions that this guy is just such an expert on. And it's going to be a great time. And I really encourage you to join us and participate. Give us a call. Send us a text. It's going to be a great show. And if you want to do that, you can call us at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. It will be a very busy morning, and we do have one phone line open right now. You can get through right this second at 213-432-1090. Also, as mentioned, text the show becomes super popular. You can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on an Apple or an Android. Super easy to find wherever you download your apps. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen to archive shows, and you can send a text directly into John, and we will read your questions on the air. Going to be a great time talking fishing, talking fun, and man, has John brought us a cool gift today. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get a $250 gift certificate towards the Royal Polaris, and you can apply this towards any trip on the RBP. You got $250 coming your way. How cool is
pretty
that?
Amazing.
Dude? Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So again, a great show, a great prize, and a great guest. If you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. 213 213- 1-800-430-4392. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning already. So much coming to your way. More phone calls, lots of texts. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, for sure. Captain John Collins is here, and let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. $250 gift certificate thanks to John and Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris.
So cool. All right, we're going to start it with Vinny. Vinny's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. What's up, Vinny? Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
So great.
Good, good. Hey, I went on the Royal Star in, the Royal Polaris in June, and I got to tell you, that was just a first-class operation. I mean, I trust them with every knot they tie. They are a professional operation. It was just a great, great experience. They definitely got the knots down. Like you said, I mean, they'll cast the bait. They'll do everything. I mean, I don't know how the crew does it, though. Those guys are up 24/7, and
yeah, sure.
You got Roy Rose. I mean, I swear his voice is like pre-recorded when they run over a school of fish or something. Like, okay, guys, we got another. I mean, he never even sleep. How did he do that?
That's
crazy.
Cool.
Superhuman.
He's superhuman, and he's just full of energy and life. And God, if I could just get a piece of that energy, man, that guy's amazing.
You ought to see it when it slows down just a little bit. When he goes to lay down, he's out in 10 seconds.
Really?
Oh, I believe that.
He's got that gift, huh?
It just, boom, it all crashes down on him all of a sudden.
The light switch turns off.
Oh, yeah, quick.
Well, glad you had such a great trip on the Royal Polaris. When are you going again?
I love the limited load, 20 passengers. I just talked to Frank Lopresti, and he said they're gonna put out a schedule here in 10 days. So I'll get with Monica and try and book up something here, you know, get it on the books here. But definitely, just that's a first class operation right there. Best boat I've ever been on.
I couldn't agree more.
That's awesome. Well, Vinny, we got a special treat for you. Next Sunday, we were able to pry Roy Rose off the bridge of the RP. So Roy's going to be in here with us talking fishing next Sunday. So it'll certainly be a great show not to miss, because, like you said, his energy on the radio show is sure the same way, man. There's not a person alive who likes going fishing more than Roy Rose does.
And Roy comes in that morning from a trip at 5:30 in the morning. He'll be coming into the world headquarters right here, right after that trip. So
make sure you got a lot of rubber on all your cabinets and stuff. You'll be bouncing off the boat.
For sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, we had a great text come through. Again, text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. This one was from Mike in Torrance. Says, John, an age-old question, what's tougher, a 100-pound yellowfin or a 100-pound bluefin?
You know, I've heard that question 1,000 times if I've heard it once. To me, the main difference between a 100-pound bluefin and a 100-pound yellowfin is that consistently the yellowfin keeps going in the same direction all the time. All the time if you're fighting them, they're tough, they're hard to bring up. But the bluefin, once you get those things seeming like up to even deep color, you never know which way they're going to go. They're always changing direction. And I have to say that 8 out of 10 times... when you lose one of those big bluefin, you're looking at them. It's so often when you lose a big bluefin, because they keep changing direction. They'll be going one way, and then all of a sudden they change the other way, and they start shaking their head. And that just works, especially the hook. It works that hook when the hook's in that fish's mouth. It keeps working it one way, then it works the other, and they start shaking their head, and then all of a sudden, whoop, your rod tip goes slack, and away they go.
And that's bluefin famous for, that shaking the head, man. Every time they shake your head, you just go, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yep. Pins and needles with those things until they're on the deck, man. I'm just pins and needles.
But
I
can't tell you how many times I've watched guys lose that fish of color.
Right there.
8 or 10 foot from the gaff, and all of a sudden they're shaking their head, and the hook comes out.
Comes out.
Yeah.
They're good at it.
Yeah. Oh, they're excellent.
Yeah. With that said, though, when you put a hook into a big yellowfin, those things take off like nothing else, and they can just melt line off of a reel. So, you know, it seems like, you know, when you're fishing all this big bluefin that we have here, and, you know, the so many fish on flat falls and things like that, and you can pretty darn confidently hook a 200-pound bluefin on a flat fall on a Talica 20 and have more than enough line to be fighting that thing the whole time. Because just like John says, the hardest part of the fight is usually up close. You hook a 250-pound yellowfin on that same reel, you're lucky to turn the handle.
Yeah.
You know, like you're lucky to survive the first storm like that.
Yeah. You couldn't be more correct on that. And I do believe the yellowfin fight harder than the bluefin. I really do. Yeah. And then you get individual fish. You get, Christ, you might get a 100-pound bluefin that feels like a 300-pound yellowfin. It's just something about that particular fish that just never gives up. He just doesn't ever give up.
Yeah.
And other fish, I heard some guy got a 180-pound bluefin on 40-pound line in an hour.
Yeah. You're not doing that on a yellowfin.
No.
Most likely.
Absolutely no way.
Yeah. Loomis used to always talk about that, and that was one of my favorite things, and it was about a 100-pounder. And that was obviously more common in the albacore days, but, you know, he says all the time, not all the time by any means, but he goes, plenty of times over you would hear about a guy catching a 100-pound bluefin on his Penn 500 and 40-pound line. And if you threw a sardine at Clarion and hooked a 100-pound yellowfin on 40-pound test, he goes, that thing would have even slowed down before it took all your line and kept going, you know, the next direction.
Unless you get lucky.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got an article at home, and I'm not trying to blow my own horn, but I got a 101-pound yellowfin at Guadalupe, and Bill Roker said it was the first 100-pound yellowfin ever caught at Guadalupe. It was 101 pounds on 40-pound and a Jigmaster.
Wow.
Jigmaster.
Yeah, that's cool.
On a Jigmaster. How long ago was that?
1992.
That's so cool.
I know.
So
it was cool. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Doug, who's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to the show.
What's the most easy not to teach somebody and the most complicated not to teach somebody?
Well, in my opinion, the easiest knot is the RP knot. I mean, that thing is a piece of cake. It's very, very easy. I've watched guys, I show guys how to tie it, and they can turn around and tie it on their first try.
Yeah.
I mean, it works really, really, really good. A complicated knot, which is also a good knot, it's a little more involved, is what they call an FG knot. Mm-hmm. And that's a great knot, too. It's just a little bit more involved. And I like I mentioned earlier, I try to show somebody how to tie something where you can keep their interest through the whole explanation. If you start tying a knot that's complicated, you're going to lose them right away.
Right.
They're going to go, I'm not going to know how to tie this thing here. And you know, they'll let you finish showing them how to tie it, and then they're never going to try it. But when you show them how to tie the RP knot, they go, God, that's easy. I can do that. You show them, and they do it, and they do it right the first time. It's incredible.
I'm in complete agreement with what he's saying. The FG knot is a really great knot, and it's very low profile because it's tying around a single piece of line instead of a double piece of line. So when it's finished, it's very skinny. But it also has a characteristic, which I think is the worst thing in a knot, in that you have to tie it perfect, and there are a lot of steps to get it tied perfect. And it's a hard to describe over the radio, but it's a lot of series of wrapping over and then under, and then under and then over, and then over. And then, you know, it's a series of twists of multiple lines.
It's almost like weaving.
Exactly. And it's a fantastic knot when it's done right, but if you do a couple of those miscues at a step or you don't cinch it properly, it will fail. Yeah. And that's the problem is, with an RP knot, there are so few steps involved that you almost can't screw it up. And no knock on an FG knot. Tied correctly, it's fantastic and super skinny, but it's time-consuming and it's easy to tie wrong. And no matter how fancy your knot is, if you tie it incorrectly, it's going to fail every time.
Yeah. It's just like a knot on the hook. There's a knot called a Joe Miller knot. It's a great knot, but it's very easy to make a mistake on that knot. And I've tried... I'll bet I tried that knot 10 times before I finally tied it right. And then I show guys how to tie this Springer knot, and it's such an easy piece of cake knot and super, super small.
Yeah. Another knot that's easy to, not that hard to tie, but not that easy to tie, is the trilene knot. Great knot.
Oh, yeah.
But if you make one mistake, it doesn't work.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with the Springer knot there. If you cross the lines before you pull it tight, it's going to break.
Yeah.
But if you keep them parallel and pull it together nice and slow, it's going to cinch down on top of the knot. It's two loops over the eye of the hook, two loops around the line, and it just locks down tight. It's a great knot.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot. Good question there, Doug. Thanks a lot for the call.
It's got me fired up, man.
Yeah. You ready to go fishing? Ready to tie some knots?
This is awesome. Yeah, we're having a great time.
Yeah, let's head down south to Rancho Tolinero. Talk to our buddy John Island. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Rick.
Hi, John.
John. Well, good morning, you guys. Good fishing again down here this week. It's been real pleasant weather, you know. Enrique came through that tropical storm and really cooled it down. You know, we got a little rain. We got a couple inches of rain, and it really greened everything up. Just amazing what a week's difference will make, huh? It looks almost like Hawaii. It's real, real green. It's beautiful. And the weather has cooled down quite a bit, too. Highs are in the high 80s during the day, and so real pleasant weather. Water, 85 to 86 degrees, which is a little warm for this time of year, but it's been good for the fishing. Kind of rough this week. All days were fishable, but we had a couple of days midweek that were a little rough. Good fishing continues, you guys. Lots of billfish now. Multiple releases for literally everybody that's targeting the stripers. There's a few blues that have come in, too. We've had multiple blue released this week, a few sails mixed in. All real close inside, 2 to 5 miles off the beach. They're taking ballyhoo and darker plastic trolled, and actually quite an amazing number of billfish around. Honestly, you guys, pretty incredible stuff. Good news this week is we've had more Dorado this week than we've had this year. This has been our best Dorado week. The boats, the yellowfin, are not outside under the porpoise anymore. They're inside along Rincon in there, and they're bunched up and not real big fish, 5 to 20 pounds, and all drift fishing on sardine. And mixed in with them are the Dorado, and I'd say as many Dorado taken as there are yellowfin, and they're 5 to 30 pounds, all on sardine, drift fishing sardine, but very, very good Dorado fishing, at least by this year's standards, that's for sure. Rooster fish, big rooster fish this week. We've had some up to 60, 70 pounds, and it really is all about the bait with the roosters. If you can pick up a few leases, mullet or the caballitos, they're really the bait of choice for the bigger guys. The smaller rooster fish are taking the sardine, but if you want the big boys, you got to get the bigger bait with them. A lot of inside, inshore, a lot of pompano, a lot of pargo, some nice big amberjack taken, and believe it or not, Sierra as well. So another really, really good week of fishing, you guys. It's been good. The guests are really happy, and we're busy, too. It's been turning out to be a really busy year. We sent out 14 boats this morning. So
awesome.
I was just going to say, what a year this has been, John. I mean, just it's week after week after week of great tuna, and the inshore has been awesome this year. And it seems like we're late into the year, and the inshore is still great. And the marlin fish, it's just been a fantastic year at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, it has. It really has. It's been a real consistent, good fishing year. A little slow start. But, boy, once we hit into April, about mid-April, it just kicked in a big way, yeah. And I think the reason that we're getting so many good bottom fish is the thermoclines. Actually still catching a few yellowtail, believe it or not. And because the warm water's on the top, on the surface, and then, people are down diving on Pomo, and what was it, about 25, 30 feet down?
Big-time thermocline. Yeah, for sure. It was, 10 degrees colder probably. Okay. Yeah, quite a bit.
That helps the bottom fishing, that's for sure. So we're pleased, you guys. Another great week. Come on down. We're busy, and everybody's having a good time.
Gotta love it. Great time to go to Rancho Leonero. How do we get a hold of if we want to go down to Rancho Leonero here in the prime time, summertime?
It sure is a good time to come down. Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right, give Pamela a call in the office. Book your trip. And don't forget the fall, too, the best time of the year.
My favorite time
of the year down there is Rancho Leonero, for
it's
sure.
It's been a good year, that's for sure, you guys. We're enjoying it.
All right. Very good. All right, thanks a lot for the call, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sure will. Nice talking to you, gentlemen.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much.
Very good. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into those phones.
You got it, buddy. John from Escondido is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Collins, I went on your 8-day trip in June. I was sorry that you weren't there, but Shrek did a great job. And, we had a blast. Roy was Roy, and he was casting, handing off rods and reels. Those guys, no sooner get it to the boat, and he's got another rod in their hand, hooking something with something else hooked up. And we all had a blast, and sorry you couldn't make the trip. Glad to hear you're on the mend. And then everything like that, but can't wait to go fishing with you someday.
Yeah, that sounds good. I know Art, a.k.a. Shrek, did it. Everybody was telling me what a great job he did for me, and I really appreciate the good comments that I heard from the passengers on the trip here.
So why'd you miss the trip, John?
I had a situation come up here about a month and a half ago. I had this thing come out on top of my head here. So I went to my dermatologist, and he took a core sample, sent it over to pathology, and it was stage 2 melanoma. So he sent me over to oncology. I checked with the cancer doctor. We had a long discussion on what I could expect to have happen. And then he set me up with a plastic surgeon associated with oncology, and he explained to me what he was planning on doing. I have to go in for surgery. And he said, I got to make a little 2-inch cut on one side, the other side. We got to cut it out and so forth. And I said, okay. So I went to the hospital. That was on June 8th. Went to the hospital and wheeled me into the operating room. Next thing I knew, I'm back in the recovery room. It's amazing how fast anesthesiologist works. The last time I was ever put out was 11 years old when I had my tonsils out. So
wow.
I forgot all about how fast you go out and how fast you come away. Seems like you blink your eyes and you're awake. Well, after 3 hours on the table and all the cutting they had to do to get it all out, and I had 45 staples in the top of my head.
A little more than 2 inches.
Yeah, more than 2 inches there. And I almost crapped my pants when I saw the nurse showing me the mirror.
Yeah.
They did get it out. All the pathology was clear from that.
But the moral of the story is go see your dermatologist. You spend time in the outdoors, you want to go see your dermatologist on a regular basis because you don't want that to happen to you.
I cannot emphasize, and I mean I can't emphasize enough to protect yourself when you're out there. Just because the sun's not out doesn't mean that UV rays aren't going to get a hold of you.
Yeah. Now, you said you wore a hat.
Always.
Always wore a hat. But you still got it on your head.
And I still got it on my head.
Yeah.
I can't emphasize enough, guys. Make sure you wear your sunscreen. Put it on first thing in the morning. Put it on again the middle of the day. Your arms, your neck, your head, whatever it is. If you can get a hold of these UV-protected hats, wear one of those, either a ball cap or a quite a large circular-type hat. I just wish that I could have put this message out a long time ago.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. We're going to find out what's biting at Cedros. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing, and now also La Bacana Sport Fishing. From world-class yellowtail and calicos at Cedros to grouper and estuary fishing at La Bacana, our Cedros Lodge is nestled on the cliff's edge, and the bungalows at La Bacana are within steps to the Pacific Ocean. Both trips depart through the CBX in San Diego, and the flights are direct. Two awesome destinations with the same great service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing, and now also La Bacana Sport Fishing. From world-class yellowtail and calicos at Cedros to grouper and estuary fishing at La Bacana, our Cedros Lodge is nestled on the cliff's edge, and the bungalows at La Bacana are within steps to the Pacific Ocean. Both trips depart through the CBX in San Diego, and the flights are direct. Two awesome destinations with the same great service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hey, it's time to talk about where the fish are always biting, and that's a place right next to the San Diego landings. Point Loma Seafood's right there, and it's the freshest thing in town.
It's always wide open at Point Loma Seafood.
Yeah, always wide open. I mean, if you want to take fresh fish home that's perfectly prepared, Point Loma Seafood. So, I mean, you tell anybody in Southern California, where's the best place to get fresh seafood? It's Point Loma Seafood.
No doubt. Dallas's mom just came to visit with us for a few days, and the first thing we did was go down to Point Loma Seafood's, not only for a killer lunch, but then brought home some fresh Dungeness crab. Like, everything they do is so killer. Everything.
Yeah.
The cook case, all the smoked fish and shrimp and shellfish that they have. That crab that we had was out of this world.
Yeah. What about the sushi, too?
Dude,
unbelievable.
It's so
sushi.
Good.
Yeah. Everything at Point Loma Seafood, it's the freshest thing in town, right next to the San Diego landings in Point Loma.
Oh, you're right.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing. Lots of fun with John Collins in here. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting. It is time for our catch report. Today, a brand new sponsor, Summit Gasoline. Discount Everingham Brothers get bait certificates. We could stop right there.
Yeah, yeah.
How cool is that? That
yeah,
Summit offers.
You get a discount on Everingham Brothers bait certificates at Summit Gasoline.
Yeah, if that was enough, they've got ice, they got fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, all the snacks, coffee, and the best price on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Super easy in and out with your boat on a trailer. And for limited time, get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of 35 gallons.
What did you say?
Yes. We started with Everingham Brothers gift certificates.
Discounted.
Discounted, yeah. Discounted Everingham Brothers certificates. And if you spend $35 in fuel...
No, 35 gallons.
Excuse me, 35 gallons in fuel, you get a free 100 pounds of ice. Again, you heard it right, 100 pounds of free ice. Not a better place to get gas or load up on everything you need to go fishing. Again, it's Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena in San Diego. It's super easy to find. It's right in the middle of Sports Arena.
Yep.
Like you were saying yesterday, whether you come down Rosecrans or you'd literally take the Sports Arena exit at the end of the 8 freeway there. It's right in the middle on Sports Arena Boulevard. Yeah. Super easy to find.
And super easy in and out, too, with your trailer and the
biggest
boat.
Part.
Yeah.
Lots of bays, very wide, very tall. It's an awesome spot.
Yeah.
And how about 100 pounds of free
100
ice?
100 pounds of free ice for 35-gallon purchase. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and it's for a limited time, so you jump on it.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked. And you just got to let them know, hey, I listen to Let's Talk Hookup. I heard about the deal. I want to start
100 pounds of ice.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
I want to discount them Everham Brothers bait certificate.
Pretty sweet. Well, hey, we're going to start off our catch report. We're going to talk Cedro Sport Fishing. Talk to our good buddy Jeff's on the line. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going today?
Couldn't be
great.
Better, buddy.
Well, what a lineup you guys got. I'm sitting here listening to John, and I've had the opportunity to fish with him before, and he's talking about all of the knots, and I'm sitting here scratching my head trying to remember how to tie anything other than the old San Diego clinch. I mean, it was he's a master at what he does when he's out on the water, and I'm glad to hear you're feeling better, John.
Yeah, I am. Thank you very much.
You got it. Wow, Cedro Sport Fishing. Well, Dave called in yesterday from being on that Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh,
trip.
Yeah.
And there's not a whole lot more I can add other than if you haven't called Rosie to book, well, why not? So, she does have a couple of spots that open up periodically. Don't let it scare you that people are saying it's sold out because things happen. Life hits people. We all know that. And things change. So we want to make sure that if anybody's out there that wants to get down and enjoy one of the best places to fish in Mexico, we'd love to have you come down and visit our staff and see what we're all about at Cedro Sport Fishing. The fishing has been over the top. Bigger yellows are starting to bite. There's multiple 100-count days plus, even a couple of 200-count days on the calico bass on the catch and release. Some of the byproduct that they're catching while they're fishing for yellows is white sea bass. There seems to be an awful lot of grouper swimming around. And they're catching halibut like they've never caught them before. It's like every day Rosie's getting sent pictures, and it's just a smattering of fish. And they're all swimming together, right? They're in the ocean. So.
Wow. Sounds like great fishing.
So
now,
cool, Jeff.
Now, what about La Bocana?
You have to get a hold of Rosie to give her a call. La Bocana, we have some trips that were scheduled. We'll have to see if they're still going to stay in the books, but I'm going to let her tell the customers about that. That's her gig. I just get to do the good stuff and talk about the fish.
Talk about Cedro.
Yeah, totally.
All right, cool. Well, if somebody wants to grab a spot, I mean, you look at the calendar and it's book, full. But like Rosie said, there's a couple spots here and there,
and people
cancel,
yeah.
And things change. So best thing to do is get a hold of Rosie. How do we do that?
You can get a hold of her a couple of ways. You can give her a call on her phone at 619-772-7570, or you can go to the website at cedrosportfishing.com. Make sure you're looking at it. cedrosportfishing.com. There's some others that have some names that are fairly close, and make sure you're giving her a call and getting on that list. If you got some time coming up, you want to experience what it's all about, love to have you down there.
Easiest way to do that is go to the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, go to the links page, and you can click on Cedro Sport Fishing. You can't miss it that
no
way.
No doubt.
There you go. Oh,
fantastic.
All right.
That.
Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
You got it. Have a great Sunday, guys.
See you, Jeff. Too. All right. Hey, we're going to continue with the catch board. Head up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Brian, quite an exciting week of fishing there up at Dana Wharf.
Yeah, good morning, man. some hype because there, that bluefin flashed us a couple days up there and it just set the world on fire. It
seems like pretty cool. There, man.
Yeah, good stuff. We'll talk about that here. Go ahead. What's up,
Pete? Yeah, I understand the whale watch boat turned into a bluefin watching boat, huh?
Yeah, it was bananas. The stuff was all over the place. You know, it was an impressive amount of fish that pushed in there, I'll tell you that. I mean, it was along the beach. It's different size fish in different spots, you know. Like, some of that stuff was 20 to 40. Some of it was 50 to 100 plus, you know, and it was close. The fish has been from just a few miles on any spotty anchovy out there. It seemed like it had fish on it. And, you know, the San Mateo was coming home from a 3-4 day trip. I think it was on Friday, and they caught a fish in 10 fathoms. They had a, you know, 50-pound fish in 10 fathoms of water.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Great. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so that stuff's out. The problem has been for us is, you know, we're coming in from bass fishing, right? So everyone's, you know, throwing a cold snack right on an 8-foot rod or something, just getting tooled. So, you know, bring the long rod set up proper, you know, if you're you hear Rick and Pete, you guys talk about every week what they need to bring on a, you know, day and a half or a day trip. If you have a setup like that, you can throw, you know, the iron or a jig on, you know, bring that and keep it in the rack until, you know, you might have a chance on it. So,
good call.
For sure. But the half-day fishing for us this week, plenty of action on both the live baits and the artificial baits. You know, that's really good fishing. Water's just about 70 degrees, and that's, you know, that's kind of a magic number. We've been catching fish on the surface iron, the wax wing. Gosh, it's been cool to see some guys throwing that thing again. Been catching lots of nice fish on that stuff. A little bit of barracuda yesterday morning on the morning half a day. Come out on the day of Friday, had a nice park that wanted to bite. He said if he had big fish, they could have 78 fish. They ended up with like 30 or 40 just on the live sardine alone with no wire lead or anything like that. So they had some casualties, but good to see some of that mixed in with the bass. Three-quarter day pretty much the same as the half-day scene, just a little bit more bass action. As the water has continued to warm, we started to see some of that that bigger grade yellow kind of push into the kelp. And we've been hooking some of that stuff, but it's all heartbreak. It's so thick into the kelp that it's, you know, it's a quick run, a couple pulls, and then, you know, ties you up and breaks you off. So a little bit of heartbreak on that. So we'll get one of those fish here in the next week or two, I'm sure. As, you know, guys, again, like I said, if they bring in that stuff for that loop, and they might be able to get a bait out on something like that and have a chance pulling through all that kelp. The Fury over at Clemente, he's had some real good mixed bass, bonita, barracuda, sheephead stuff going there on his overnights in that yellow kelp still over there. Fish on the surface iron, you know, one iron live baits over there. That fish is like 12 to 25-pound fish. Some nice mixed grade stuff over there for him. So we'll keep tabs on it. It seems like, you know, that bluefin cycles in and pushes off the beach for a day, and then it finds its way back to the inside and just tears up every little bit of anchovy. So,
that's so cool.
We're waiting for it. We'll see what happens this next week. The conditions are nice. The water's there, and yeah, everything's kind of lined up. So we'll see how it shakes out. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, our phone number here, 949-496-5794. You can check us out at DanaWorf.com. And I will also say, you know, we don't have any plans to specifically target that bluefin right now. Your best bet to catch that would be hop on a 3-quarter day boat as they get out. And they're spending the morning. They'll go off the beach and look around for a few hours. But that fish has been floating in the afternoon, so they've been seeing it a little bit better in the afternoon. So that's going to be your best bet on that unless something changes and we see that stuff kind of settle. Then we'll put some trips on the books for that stuff.
Great call. Willie, certainly some good fishing going on and a great opportunity. Like you said, just bring the gear, and if it happens, you high five, and if not, you've had a great day of bass fishing and having a nice cheeseburger on the boat. Well, a great report. Killer fishing going on right now. Day War Sport Fishing. One more time, shoot us the number if somebody wants to call and book any of those trips.
Thanks, Rick. Number here, 949-496-5794, and yeah, you got to make your reservation. You're not going to be on the boat.
Yep. Nice. Good call. All right, Willie, appreciate that very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Appreciate that. Now let's hit the surf. The surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is standing by. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on?
Gundy.
I think that fish was damn near in the casting range of your bait barge that you spent a bunch of time on at the harbor, man. You get a long rod and the wind going the right direction. You might not have been able to get one of those things.
I thought we might get one off the pier. Something, I'm sure it's still a possibility. I heard there was like a few fish hooked at Christmas Tree, which is like a reef spot about 48 feet of water.
That's pretty wild, isn't it?
Stay tuned on this one. But yeah. Overall, we had another week of solid fishing. You know, there was a couple of limiting factors. The heavy beach crowds were you know, something you had to deal with. Early mornings were probably the best bet there. And then we had some swell over the weekend. But overall, lots of good catches of lots of different species. Hook, line, sinker reported heavy beach traffic, but still some good catches. Gaviota, Rincon, Refugio was a good stretch up there. Very good barred perch fishing. Best bet for a Corbina up there has been that Carpinteria area. Mussels, the top bait, lots of sand crabs starting to show there. I think the biggest perch was a pound and a half. Wiley's reported good mixed bag fishing. Halibut catches near the old chart house. Calico bass off Big Rock in Las Flores. Corbina along coastline drive. Some big leopard sharks off Santa Monica, and even a legal white sea bass off county line there. So the guys are getting after just about anything that swims. Big fish reported heavy beach crowds. Best bet was a spot fin bite there off the Seal Beach jetty, Seal Beach pier. Fish to 4 pounds, taking on bloodworms. The bay bass bite, some guys went into the bay with the swell and the crowds and found, and I've heard this from all the bays, terrific bay bass fishing. Alamitos Bay, Huntington Harbor, all the stuff, the little swim baits and everything working well, soft jerk baits. A few threshers hooked on the Seal Beach pier. Catch a tackle report, good Corbina catches midweek, lots of sand crabs on the beaches. 4 pound, 3 ounce fish taken off 56th Street on a sand crab. Like I said, early mornings have been the best bet there. Dana Point reported good calico bass catches, and this was another thing we saw up and down the coast. Lots of calico bass in the shallows on the reefs and the kelp edges there, the inside kelp edges, the strand, Salt Creek, State Park, good stretches. Brown baits, swim baits were hot this week. Weekend swell kind of slowed the bite. Best Corbina stretch has been from the pier in Capitol Bay, San Clemente Pier to Cotton's Point. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported some tanker Corbina, 6 pound, 12 ounce Corbina, taken this week off Buccaneer Beach on a softshell sand crab. That's a heck of a Corbina. A couple 4 pounders were also reported. The halibut bite's been kind of off down here, but one angler took a 26 and 30-inch fish out of the surf to go with a 36-inch white sea bass on an electric Grunion flash minnow. Now, the way this guy fishes, they're telling me at the shop, is he fishes extreme low tide and wades out to his, you know, chest and then gets these long casts with a long rod and hits that transition zone from the surf into the reef, you know, and it's been very effective for him. They said he's hung quite a few sea bass and halibut to go with it. So something to think about next time you get out there. Pretty good fishing, guys.
Man, I'll take that. For a busy beach week, that's some pretty seriously good fishing up and down the coast. We'll take that anytime, Gundy. That was a great report.
You know the surf anglers, they're dedicated.
We're going to get ours. Well, Gundy, great job. As always, sure appreciate that. Appreciate you taking the time to put such a killer report up and down the beach, and we'll look forward to hearing another one next week.
All right. Good show, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Gundy.
That was fun. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up the catch report today. Hey, Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks have been a top choice for tuna fishing this season. From the Gamakatsu Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, or that new Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle hook and the right gauge of wire can make the world a difference. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you're going to have the choice and the confidence that you're getting the finest hooks made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at selected tackle stores. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 superpongas. We've got dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 leather drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.